I received a text message from a journalist on Sunday evening asking if I was considering running for the position of Vice President of Sinn Féin. And I have to say, prior to that moment, it honestly wasn't something that I'd given any thought to. But I responded to say that if I received the prerequisite level of nominations that I would consider, and that was reported in yesterday's Irish Times. And I have to say, I was very surprised and indeed humbled by the reaction within many quarters of the party. I received a number of phone calls and texts and social media messages encouraging me to go forward. And this morning I was informed by head office that I had indeed received the necessary number of nominations to allow my name to be listed as a candidate. So as promised, I've given the notion my full consideration. And the truth of the matter is that I feel it's too late to mount a credible campaign. Obviously, as somebody who's been in politics for a long time, any election that I stand in, I do so to win. Not to say that, obviously, I'm presumptuous enough to think that I'd be successful. But in order to be a serious contender, I think a campaign team and strategy would have needed to be in place at this stage. And I'm also incredibly busy. I have an important work to do as a member of the European Parliament. I also have a number of responsibilities within the party. I chair the party's United Ireland project team. So while I'm very grateful and very honoured that structures within the party have nominated me and have considered me even for such an important position, I think at this stage it's fair that I inform those structures of my position so that they can, if they want, make alternative nominations and the space can be created if any other member wishes their name to go forward.
Okay, so you've ruled yourself out for now.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think we already have a declared candidate in Michelle O'Neill. I think every party member I've spoken to shares my opinion that if successful, Michelle will make an excellent Leath Uachtaráin, and alongside Mary Lou McDonald will form a formidable leadership team within our party. I am aware that there's a large desire within many structures of the party for a contested election for the position of Leath Uachtaráin, and I share the view, again, that a contest would be healthy and an opportunity for a positive debate within Sinn Féin as to the future of our party and the role of Vice President. However, I don't think it should be a contest just for the sake of it. I think if somebody is putting their name forward, it should be a credible campaign. And I don't believe that I'm in a position to mount such a campaign at this stage.
And in the event of an election, whenever that may happen, are you interested in running back here in your own Cavan Monaghan constituency?
Again, it's not something I put a huge amount of thought. People will know I'm from the Monaghan end of the constituency. So Caoimhín Ó Caoláin is the sitting Sinn Féin TD. I would expect that we would run two candidates, but I would expect the second candidate to be from the Cavan end of the constituency. So as long as Caoimhín Ó Caoláin is a TD, well, then I will be concentrating on my work as a member of the European Parliament.
But if he were to step down, if that were to be the case, you'd be interested?
I would certainly give that consideration, absolutely.